Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Eternal Rest, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In this crazy, sin-filled, destructive world in which we live, everything seems to go from order to disorder, from creation to chaos. Sin has left such a mark upon the world that from birth to death, we are certain that things are going to go from good to bad, and from bad to worse. And in the midst of all of this, we labor and we are heavy laden. And that's what Matthew writes in the 11th chapter of his book. And as we labor and as we feel heavy laden, we are given a promise. That promise comes from the Lord himself. The promise is that he's going to give us rest. In this world we have rust, but we have a day coming when we will have eternal rest. Some of us are prone to want to rest now instead of work for the Lord and be effective in our service for him. There will come a day when our rest will come upon us, when we will be able to be with the Lord forever and ever. But until then, we need to work. We need to labor. We need to be effective and faithful in doing what the Lord calls us to do. As I recall, a man and his son who were working on a vehicle, that hunk of junk did not look like anything that could ever be restored into something workable and something that you could put your eyes on and say, ooh, I know what that is. It just looked like twisted pieces of metal. Months later, I was called to help put that hunk of junk onto a trailer. I could not believe my eyes. What had been a twisted piece of metal was now a beautifully restored vehicle that looked better than it did the day it came off the assembly line. I had to take off my shoes before I got inside to steer the vehicle onto the transport vehicle that would be taking it to the place where it would be displayed. You know, it is in the similar way that our twisted, rusted, blighted life has been touched by the hand of God, and we are something special and precious in his sight. And there will come a day when we will rest and we will be displayed, not because of what we have done, but because of what he has done with us. Until then, we need to put ourselves in the hands of the Master and then rest until eternity comes. That does not mean we do nothing. It means that we take our hands off and let him form us into what he wants us to be. Rest in the Lord until we find our eternal rest. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, our prayer is that we might be made into the image that you desire for us to be. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.